K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Happy Friday. We made it again already to another Friday in the month of May, May 17th, 2024. The postcast baseball edition continues. Before we get into that, of course, this is the first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it for stopping by and giving us a listen today. Or whenever you listen to this, at some point over the weekend or something like that. But anyways, yes, if you're a big K-State fan, thank you for checking out this podcast. If you do love what you're hearing today or throughout the week, make sure you do subscribe to the podcast. We will be keeping going with coverage, K-State coverage, on this podcast throughout the summer leading up to the football season. So definitely make sure you tap into that. We will tap in back in with Alex Aiden, co-host of the podcast, over on Podbean, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, my other channel, which that will be solely focused on bonus content, like postcasts after football games coming up this year in the fall, basketball games, big news. We'll have interviews on that channel and so much more, hopefully, to come as we try to continue to build this thing. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, that is only on Podbean, Purple Project Podcast, on that bonus channel. PBBW is what you're looking for, and we did not, by the way, have time to record this week. We will do that. We'll check back in with each other next week, which is going to be a huge week for yours truly, and maybe for the other sports as well. But anyways, postcast, right? Baseball, K-State baseball is able to eke out a win despite a huge, now, again, you would think, looking at breaking, K-State broke the strikeouts record. But BYU somehow hung around this baseball game. And K-State walks off BYU last night in game one, 7-6. First of three. Tonight is game two. K-State, the pitching staff, we've been highly critical of them, really, throughout the season, right? At least most of the pitchers, right? 21 strikeouts of Cougar batters, but yet taken down to the last minute. Kyan Lotus, huge hit in the bottom of the 12th inning to beat BYU. Having to take that now again. I didn't watch the entire game, but 7-6 again, tight roping it. K-State tight roping it when you need every win in the series. I told you yesterday on yesterday's podcast, K-State needs all three wins. And this cutting it too close to come. But hey, at this point, win's a win, whatever it takes, right? 7-6 there. K-State, solo shot, had to tie it in the. Had a tie, and it took in the bottom of the ninth inning to send this game into extra innings. Let's see if I can get the score here. If I can, I don't know if I can or not. Here, let's see if I can. Usually it's right there. I don't know why it's not there yet. But let me see if I can pull it up. But yeah, this is huge for them. But anyways, we'll go inside the box score here. Wow, yeah, this is a little different format than normal, but for K-State, the winning team, right, 7 hit runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, got away with some sloppy baseball last night. You can't get away with that too often. BYU last night, 6 runs on 9 hits. Also committed 3 errors on the night as well. This was a sloppy game last night. But yet, K-State, at this point, I don't care. K-State, you got to get a win where you what you can get, right? So, K-State, now in conference play, 14-14 there. BYU did leave 11 runners on base. K-State, last night in game one, left 8. On base there as well. J.J. Slatt getting the win. He's undefeated this year. 2-0. They closed out the game there. Also, Owen Brenema got the start on Barona got the star for KC. What is going on? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what's going on around here. But anyways, Owen Bronema did get the win. Not the win. He started the game for K-State. Tyson Nabers, Blake Dean, and you throw J.J. Slack in here. Bronema, Nabers, and Dean combined for 19 strikeouts by itself there as well. The pitching staff. The previous record, for those of you like, okay, what's the record? The record previously was 19 strikeouts in a game for K-State pitching. Last night, somehow, K-State, throughout the sloppiness, the pitching staff, and despite getting 6 runs to BYU, through the mistakes, was able to get 21 strikeouts in this game. K-State holds a 6-4 advantage all-time in a series, stay unbeaten, more importantly, against BYU in the Little Apple. Again, I stated this on yesterday's podcast. I believe I'll be back over there next weekend for the Bill Snyder races, which there'll be a postcast on that on both podcasts, the Purple Project podcast and the 3Y podcast with EG3 there. Let's see. Cats at 20. 19-6. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, postcast. K-State deep in extra innings last night in 12 innings. Knocks off BYU 7-6. Eddie Greer III here from Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, so K-State now has its 19th season of 30 wins or more. Third in the Pete Hughes era, despite the criticisms here on this podcast. Alex Aiden. More so of him than me. Look, I've been skeptical of Pete Hughes since his tenure here at K-State, but Alex has been more critical of Pete Hughes. He'll probably listen to the podcast like, yeah, you're right. But 30 wins. Despite all that, Pete Hughes has put together 3 30-win seasons for the baseball team. That's something knock on right there, folks. Brennan Jones, eighth career game. He walked 3 times yesterday. I wish I had a box score up there, but for some reason, it's not up here like usually was. But anyways, we're just gonna have to do the best we can. Having notes here on the screen, right in front of me there. Brennan Jones also stolen his 36th base. He is one stolen base away from becoming the second all-time in single-season records there. 21 strikeouts for K-State on the pitching side brings the total. They're closing in on 500 strikeouts. They should get it tonight in game 2. I'm sorry to jump the gun on that, but they should be able to get that. They're 494, 6 away from 500 strikeouts this year. Cats also move to 10-3 in series openers. Did I miss something here? 19-6 at 20 this year, which includes now an 8-5 conference record in the Big 12 there as well. And speaking of which there, let's just go ahead. Speaking of loud top, let's go ahead and check the baseball standings here where K-State is right now. So K-State back to 500 and TCU still tied for 7th. As TCU also won last night as well. So K-State can't get away from TCU for whatever that reason is. So, but again, game 2 later on this evening, BYU, K-State. Game 1 was a thrill last night. In the midst of all the sloppiness, K-State pitching was able to stifle BYU. And once again, K-State back at Toyn Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas, had to rely on some late game heroics to win another baseball game at home. We'll see if they can take the series tonight in Manhattan, Kansas. Carl Bernard begins her pursuit for a national championship later on this morning. It'll be the first day of the NCAA championship there. I've been meaning to get around to a little bit of bio for Carla. We're going to have to do that at some point this weekend. I want to do that. So she's in the midst of that after a terrific regionals. Carla Bernat will be keeping track of her. The tracker is back on her now. So there's that. I think that is it for right now. So unless something... Oh, I did stumble on this K-State signed a quarterback, I believe, yesterday as well here. Let me see if I can hop on, do two things here at once here to give you some of this news here real quick. Yeah, I did see that. I'm aware of that yesterday morning. They signed a quarterback there as well. Let's see if... Oh, boy. So, let's see. Yeah, well, actually, we'll have to touch back on football later. I have to dig it up. But basketball also getting a recruit as well. So, look at this. Listen to this. Doug McDaniel, Brennan Housen. We talked about Max Jones on this podcast a little bit. Haven't gotten around to Brennan Housen. That's coming. CJ Jones. Yeah. The forgotten man. I'm telling you, the forgotten man in all this, David Castillo. We got him last summer, right? And he's been put to the back burner because of all this transfer portal stuff. I feel bad for him. But he's going to be a player because of Danny Ames decided to ship out of Manhattan. David Castillo, we know him. And now you get a JUCO All-American. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to butcher this last name, but we're just going to call him Chombi for right now. And his last name is, oh yeah, we ain't touching that one. So they got a couple JUCOs, apparently. All-American Chombi and Archer. That right? Damn. So yeah, it is. What kind of name is this? But anyways, Archer also decided to come to K-State as well yesterday. So again, me and Alex will get together next week. In the beginning of next week, we will process the continuation of the transformation of this basketball team, which, again, K-State, look, last year, well documented on this podcast, this wasn't a really good roster, and yet they won 20 games with it. This time around, Jerome Tang, despite everything else, they've hit gold. They have hit gold in this offseason to this point. We got to see. I mean, we're only in the middle of May. We're still right in the middle of May right now. Way, long ways from the fall right now. But at least to this point, this roster looking pretty sporty. Despite a little bit of turnover again with the transfer portal or whatnot. But yeah, absolutely. But we're going to have to do some little homework over the weekend. Anchor. I want to say that. Yeah, Anchor. I believe that's right. The latest get in Chombi after K-State. By the way, me and Alex did discuss that. Not these two, but discuss the misses for K-State men's basketball on the last bonus podcast on Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, Purple Project Podcast bonus content. Again, I would suggest to you guys, if you're new to the show, first, subscribe to this podcast on your iTunes, Spotify feed, wherever you get your podcasts. And then second of all, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast. Go to Podbean, type that in there, and you should find bonus content, which is going to start to stack up this summer. And I'm going to still, at some point, bring in those older episodes. I keep saying that, but I haven't done it. But this is going to be coming. Those are coming soon. But anyways, yeah, so I'll have to do a deeper dive on these two. We'll have to get back to that next week. It'll be in the next week or maybe this weekend. Talk about one of these guys. But anyways, yeah, so Jerome Tang behind the scenes as coaching staff doing what they need to do if they want to get back to that NCAA tournament next spring. That is for sure. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily. Or whenever you decide to post K-State content, we've been rocking and rolling on this podcast here again. Me and Alex, we'll dive in together. Or not. We'll get together the beginning of next week. We will discuss the latest moves for K-State men's basketball, baseball, wrapping up the regular season here. We'll see if they can take the series tonight. Again, the finale, game 3, the regular season finale, tomorrow afternoon at 4. Carla Bonat begins her pursuit for a national championship here in a little while as well. There's a lot of things going on, but again, the checkered flag has waved on this Friday edition. If anything comes across, well, we'll be back this weekend for sure. With the postcast and Carla Burnett's pursuit for a national championship, Barbados, California, that's where they all start. Here in just a little bit. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another edition of the Purple Pride Chick Podcast. Go Cats.